Here's a did you know. Did you know that one in three kids in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties are bullied by hunger? You know, children shouldn't grow up hungry, and with summer coming, a lot of the children who get their meals at preschools or at school are going to be hungry. In steps Tammy Cardenas, the Vice President for Marketing and Development for Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo County.
Thank you for having me.
Here we are, summertime, and the living is easy, unless you're a poor kid, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's really difficult for local children, especially during the summer months when school is out, to be able to make sure that they have three meals a day. And even without summer, actually, we do worry that one in three kids locally here in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties is experiencing hunger, and Second Harvest is here to help.
You always are. We love to volunteer at Second Harvest, and for me, I don't know, the happiest moment is when I see a family coming to get what they need, you know, to feed their family for that week. And they all come. And we get a big kick out of going and putting that food together and knowing that it's going to something good to help out a kid.
That's the great thing about volunteering with Second Harvest is you do know that the food that you're packaging or helping to distribute is going to help feed families in need right away, the same day or the very next day. And, you know, it's often the most humbling moment for a family, for a parent, especially to call us or to come in and to ask for help or to ask for food. That is often one of the toughest calls they've ever had to make. So it's wonderful when we have volunteers and community members there to greet them and welcome them with open arms and say, we're here to help you.
And they turn around and volunteer themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. In fact, most of our volunteers are actually clients and families who are receiving food themselves. And that's really important to Second Harvest is that we offer opportunities for people to give back who want to. That's usually one of the first things people say when they call and ask for help is, I may need some food, but I also would like to help, and how can I do that? And so we offer a lot of volunteer opportunities for anyone really who wants to give back, even if they do need food at the time. And if they don't have time to help, that's fine as well.
This is kind of a different year for Second Harvest Food Bank. I've been checking out your website. I see you have some pretty well-known helpers.
We do have some well-known helpers this year. So as I mentioned before, we worry about the summer months when kids are out of school, but we also worry about children and families all year long because the reality is that kids are being bullied by hunger all year long. And so we've enlisted a couple of people to help us this year with our Stand Up for Kids campaign. And Sheryl Sandberg, the COO at Facebook and founder of leanin.org, and her co-chair, John Donahoe, the CEO at eBay, have agreed to chair our Stand Up for Kids campaign. And they are both passionate believers in feeding children and helping out in their local communities. And so they really started to lead the effort to help more kids and help us raise some more funds to do that.
So tell us about Stand Up for Kids this year.
So the Stand Up for Kids campaign is basically an effort to raise awareness about the fact that kids are hungry right here in Silicon Valley and on the peninsula. And we decided we need to do more. We are currently, Second Harvest Food Bank is currently feeding 100,000 kids a month, every single month of the year. And we would like to, we have to continue feeding those kids, so we need to raise funds to do that. We would also like to purchase more food, better food, for the children and families that are coming to us for help. And by more food and better food, I'm talking about dairy and protein, milk, things like that that really are like gold to some of the families that we serve. And so to do that, we need to raise some funds. And finally, we would like to invest in some more innovative pilot programs to figure out if we can find some new strategies to feed more kids than ever before. So that's what these funds are going to do, and we're hoping to raise $4 million between March and the end of May.
You know, that old adage, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. It's also a truism, and there is a cycle to it. So does Second Harvest have a plan to break this cycle?
We do think we play a role in that, and the fact, especially with respect to this campaign, because the truth is that especially with children, they cannot thrive in school. They cannot learn or even begin to think about their futures if they don't know that they're going to have lunch or dinner today. And so we're trying to feed them, nourish them. And the food that we provide and their parents provide, it doesn't only nourish their bodies, but it also provides them some emotional stability. Children need a lot of stability and structure and reliability. And if you don't know if you're going to eat dinner tonight, it's really hard to think about what you want to be when you grow up. And so we think that we do play a part in that. And it's the same with the parents and with other individuals, which is in order to apply for jobs, in order to think about your future, you need basic things. And we think of basic as air, water, food. And we provide one of those.
I recently read a chart that showed that some of the fast food, some of the food that's not quite so good for you, sells pretty cheap. And some of the more nutritious food, you know, salads, greens, milk, eggs, doesn't sell cheap. It's expensive. So what does Second Harvest do about that?
Some of the most nutrient-dense foods are the most expensive. And not just for the average consumer, but for Second Harvest Food Bank as well. I mean, 80% of the food we are distributing, and we're distributing over 50 million pounds of food a year, 80% of that is donated, and it's wonderful. Actually, most of it is fresh produce. Over half of the food we're distributing is fresh produce, which is a wonderful gift to the community. However, at some point, we do need to be able to purchase things like milk and chicken and other types of dairy and protein items that are a little bit more costly, not only to the average person, but to us as well. To give you an example, you mentioned milk. If we're feeding 100,000 kids every single month, if we decided to buy a half gallon of milk every single month for each one of those kids for a year, that would cost us $2.6 million.
Wow.
The scale that we're working at is so large. And so, but it's an important gift to these children and to their families so that they can thrive. And, it's really important.
It's interesting. You're listening to South Bay Sunday. We're talking to Tammy Cardenas, the Vice President of Development and Marketing for Second Harvest Food Bank. And we're talking about food and the energy it provides. And we need a little energy to support Second Harvest Food Bank. So motivate me and motivate our listeners. Energize us.
There are so many ways to help. And you already mentioned one of them, which is volunteering. And that could be volunteering at one of our food distribution centers. We have one in San Jose. We have one in San Carlos. And that could be packing food. You could come with your friends or with your company or with your church group. The other thing that, you know, we're of course encouraging people to do is to make a gift. You can do that on our website. And we're talking, you know, even $10. $10 will help us feed 20 kids. We can provide two meals for every dollar an individual donates. So on our website at shfb.org, anyone can go and make a gift. We also, of course, are taking phone calls. So if you want to call our donor hotline, that's 866-234-3663. So that's 866-234-FOOD. And we welcome your calls. Something we're trying this year is actually a way for people to enlist their friends and family in something like this. And we have a special website you can set up. It takes about 60 seconds to do. And you can set it up, set a goal, $100, $200 to enlist your friends and get them involved in this issue because so many people do care about feeding kids and feeding families. They just don't know what to do. So that's something that you can do. You can personalize it. A lot of folks that are doing this maybe have experienced hunger in their past and want to give back. And so that's a way you can do it. We have children as young as 1 year old hosting these fundraisers. They're volunteer fundraisers essentially online. And they're really cute and they have their pictures up. And so that's one way that they can get involved as well.
Well, that's great. We can log onto the website. People can do that while we're talking here today. But can we actually visit Second Harvest and see it firsthand?
Well, there are a variety of distribution sites. So we actually provide food to 300 nonprofits in these two counties. Mm-hmm. And those nonprofits have a total of 700 food distribution sites, mm-hmm. or 770 to be exact. And so, of course, there's an opportunity there to go out and help. But you don't have to go that far. You don't have to leave the comfort of your own home to see who you're helping. You can actually go on our website right now and you can see videos and stories of the children and the families that you're helping. There's this young woman. Her name is Francine. She's 11 years old. She is helping us get the story out about childhood hunger. And she has a younger sister and a mom who works two jobs. And she's at the top of her class. But the truth is she doesn't have enough food to eat. She's a lovely young lady. Her mom is a physical therapist working very, very hard. They're renting a room in a home. And she said when her mom brought home the broccoli and the cauliflower and the milk and the eggs from Second Harvest Food Bank, it was just like a dream come true. And so you don't have to go that far to know who you're helping.
That's kind of like Christmas.
It was like Christmas. And this is just, you know, a couple bags of groceries.
You know, one of the really cool things about volunteering for Second Harvest Food Bank is the experience itself. I remember last time our work group was there, there was a group of high school students, and they really knew their way around the warehouse. And I asked someone about that, and they said, oh, they're here every Friday. So here are these high school kids who are not only helping, but they're bonding with each other and perhaps building relationships and a way of serving your community that can last a lifetime. It's really an experience to volunteer at Second Harvest Food Bank.
It's such a win-win when you come and volunteer, because not only are you helping local families, you also have a chance to bond with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers, to get out of the office. We have a lot of corporate groups who come. This could be a team building activity for them, and they may come once a year, they may come once a month. And it's just 2 or 3 hours of the day. They could get some physical exercise, because at our Cypress Center, which is in San Jose, if you go there and you volunteer there, chances are you're going to be packing some produce. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit more energetic than usually sitting at your desk.
We packed a lot of produce and other foods at Second Harvest Food Bank over the years. One of my fondest memories, one of the smelliest too, was packing bell peppers one summer.
Bell peppers, oh, yes.
That was an experience.
Yes. And the top, the bell peppers look really nice, the top of the bin, and the bottom, they get a little mushier. So our volunteers help separate the good produce from the bad, box it up, and we get it on trucks and get it out.
Last week, our guest on South Bay Sunday was my friend Allie Bearcats from Sunday Friends, the working alternative to charity. They help low-income families earn goods for their homes. And one of Sunday Friends' big benefactors is Second Harvest Food Bank. How many organizations like that do you have at Second Harvest Food Bank that you help?
There are more than 300 organizations that receive food from us. So Sacred Heart Community Services is an organization many people are familiar with in San Jose, and we distribute millions of pounds of food to them every year. And also Shelter Network is a big organization. Envision Shelter Network is a large organization that receives food from us. There are Martha's Kitchen, St. Joseph's and Gilroy, everywhere from Daly City to Gilroy, from the coast to the bay. We have organizations who are receiving food from us. And what we do is we are one of the few food banks. In fact, 1% of food banks in this country provide the food to partner organizations completely free of charge, and we are one of those food banks. And we, for some of these organizations, food is not their core mission, and so the money that they do raise, they can focus on their core mission. Maybe that's job training or educational development, and we provide that food piece free.
So, Tammy, I know they're really efficient at Second Harvest Food Bank. They stretch every dollar. You mentioned you can feed 20 kids for 10 bucks, which is pretty cool. And we want our listeners to be able to help, too, at shfb.org. You can donate there. So who donates the food to Second Harvest Food Bank?
So we are extremely efficient. We are obsessed with efficiency. In fact, 95 cents of every dollar that is donated to us goes directly to feed hungry people. And in terms of the food that we receive and the donations we receive, actually, the the farmers in California and Oregon and nearby states are one of our largest donors. As I mentioned, over 27 million pounds of food that we're distributing is fresh produce. And we couldn't do that without the farmers. And we work with the California Association of Food Banks, which is, sort of serves, if you will, as a broker in California for food banks who want to acquire produce at very low cost. And we can acquire produce at about 7 cents or 10 cents a pound. It's donated to us, and we just have to pay for packaging and for freight. And that keeps our cost down.
Well, that's a lot of bell peppers and carrots and squash and everything else, huh?
It's just beautiful. In the summer, it's all very seasonal. So it's unlike your local grocery store, which always has everything all the time. But we have, in the fall, we have a lot of squash. In the summer, we have a lot of berries. We have a lot of potatoes. You come in at any given time, and if you go to our Cypress Center in San Jose, you'll see we have an 8,000 square foot cooler filled with produce, and it could be 15 different kinds of produce any given day. And it does get to the families who need it. And we hope people will help. We hope people will donate and will give their time and will help stand up for kids and join Sheryl Sandberg and John Donahoe in being successful in this campaign.
There's lots of ways to help, too. You can go to shfb.org. That's www.shfb.org. Second Harvest Food Bank's website. You can support the food bank with a versatile gift card. There are other ways to donate your time and your money to help feed hungry kids this summer. Tammy Cardenas, Vice President of Development and Marketing for Second Harvest Food Bank of Santa Clara and San Mateo Counties. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
With school letting out in just a few weeks, it's a great thing to keep those kids in mind and do what we can to keep them fed and help those families in need. And kids are an important theme on South Bay Sunday. We'll take a look at some really courageous kids about to have a great American adventure when South Bay Sunday continues.